racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. 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 All kind of isms. Isms. Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It is Friday already. Amazing. Today is Friday. We don't have a theme song for Friday, Open Life Friday.
Not yet.
When will you have it?
Next week.
By next Friday, you have it.
Yes, sir.
You guys heard it here first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to take a stab at my biblical question? My biblical question, what's wrong with too much knowledge?
For me, what was wrong with too much knowledge was about 2 years ago before I came to Bond, I was reading the Bible every day for about 4 to 5 years straight. And all that did, there were some things that was revealed and good, but all that did, though, for the most part, was give me a bunch of knowledge on things that I didn't really have, and it just puffed me up. So every time somebody would talk about something, I would just relay everything I learned from the Bible, but didn't really live it. So it just really, boosted my ego.
Amazing. You said there were some things in the Bible that was real, like what? Can you remember one thing?
I know. One thing that I knew that was revealed was when it said that God doesn't put pressure on you. God's yoke is easy, something like that. Just paraphrasing.
And you knew what that meant.
And I knew that
his burdens are easy.
Right.
And his yoke is light.
And he's not pressing.
And so did you feel like he stopped pressing you that day?
I felt that the pressure that I was feeling didn't come from him.
Oh, I got you.
Right.
Amazing. Well, my biblical questions, that's Joel. And Joel is the audio engineer for those who are tuning in for the first time. And he's also in our Entrepreneur Academy. And as a result, he started his own business about 5 months ago.
7 months ago.
Has it been that long?
Uh-huh.
Amazing. And it's amazing business. Can we see your little promo? Your little promo. You know how those black women go, how your little business? You could have an empire going. And they ask the man, how's your little business? Anything to keep you down.
Right.
Can we see your promo?
The new one and the old.
Let's see the new one.
Okay.
I mean the old one.
The old one. All right.
For those who have not heard of before.
Okay. Here we go. What's going on? My name is Joel Friday Dominic. I'm a dancer, choreographer, and teacher. I am also the founder and director of Gifted of Dance Academy, which our goal is to restore and protect the innocence of the youth. I was actually signed to one of the biggest dance agencies in Los Angeles, where there I realized how sexualized and corrupt and secular the industry was. So I created the Gifted of Dance Academy to bring back that innocence and create a safe place where kids can just enjoy dance without all the mess. So go check it out. I invite you to join the Academy, but I also need your help by sharing this video and sharing it everywhere so we can get the message out and we can spread the word.
That's just one example, good example of what we're doing at Bond, folks. I have come to realize, like for me, I grew up in Alabama. I grew up under the Jim Crow law, and whatever it was. And we had to work all our lives, and my grandfather and grandmother were working and taught us how to work. Whenever there was disagreement between men, I never once saw men acting like women about it. They didn't get angry. They didn't carry on about it. It was either right or wrong. They would say, oh, yeah. Hell yeah, that's right. Or hell no, that's wrong. You know, it'd be done with. And men was, even the young men were growing up stronger and more logical than they are today. And I'm not accustomed to seeing weak men, emotional, angry men. I'm accustomed to it now. I'm accustomed to seeing it now as a result of starting Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. I am accustomed to seeing emotional, angry, weak men, and they overreact to things, and they hold on to anger like a woman would do. And it's so interesting to me. And then I'm accustomed now, since running Bond for 28 years, to seeing men being controlled by women because they're afraid of women. And it's just an interesting thing to me. And they can't handle challenges at all. They fold under a challenge. They pretend to know the truth. And as soon as a challenge comes, they fold. It's mind-blowing to see that. And no wonder we're losing the country. And so what we're doing at Bond is rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I have to honestly tell you that under the pressure with the pressure that the president is under, the Great White Hope, he's a perfect example of how it used to be with men. He's really a perfect example of how men used to be. But a lot of men today, males today, don't like his personality. They dislike his personality in the way that a woman would dislike it nowadays. In the olden days, good old days, women loved that manly personality, someone that will handle challenges, not fold under pressure, not get angry and roll their eyes at you for a year. You know, it's just, we got to get this back to order. This is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. And this is for men who are 55 down. It's not just millennial men. Ages 55 down. And I really did not discover this until I started Bond and started this organization. That's when I started to run into men. And at first, it was a little shocking, surprising. I'm accustomed to it now because I understand what's wrong, what happened. But it's amazing to see some men not even overcoming that. I'm taking your phone calls. It's Open Line Friday. Whatever's on your mind day, get it off your chest. You can express yourself today. Any subject goes, all right? Whatever you want to talk about goes. Are you surprised to see older men, 55 and down, angry?
Am I surprised?
Did you grow up seeing that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all, because that's all you see. I didn't even think that was even the issue.
Oh, because it was so normal to see it.
It was so normal to see it that I didn't think. I know that it going crazy with it is a problem, but I never knew that having it in general, was an issue.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So you grew up and that's all you knew was weak men.
Right, and then I also grew up and all I knew was men living at home.
Oh, I'm not accustomed to seeing men live with women without being married and living at home after 18 and all this stuff that is being accepted nowadays. Men moving to a woman's home or apartment, or if she lives in another city or state, they move there rather than she moving to where they are, not living together, but at least she's moving there, right? I'm not accustomed to that.
To be honest, I've never seen somebody do it the correct way ever in my whole 27 years of living.
Wow. I'm not accustomed to seeing men spoil children.
Right.
Men normally make their sons and daughters be responsible for day one because they knew at the time at some point that they would grow up and become adults and they would go out. And they would have to be able to fend for themselves, work and take care of themselves, because we didn't know about government at that time either. But work and take care of themselves and all that. But now boys and girls are left, either they're made to be weak by their parents or they're just left alone.
So was it then that there was no other option but to do that? Meaning, like, go out and work and get it done.
Was there any other option? I guess not. I don't know what you mean by option. It just seemed it was the right thing to do the right way.
Oh, I see. So that was just what was just like killing the cutting the chickens up and doing the pigs. That just was natural.
And even when my parents became adults and they moved up to Indiana, they all went to work. My mother stayed home, and my stepfather took care of the family. He didn't want to work. The women didn't work. But my mother would stay home and clean, cook, and buy groceries. You know, she would go and buy the groceries, and she would make sure that the kids did what they need to do at home.
Right.
And at school. I'm accustomed to seeing it now, but I'm not accustomed to seeing it be so men are like women.
Right.
I'm just not. There's no division now between men and women.
So what?
And the sad thing about it, men have become women. It's not like women have become men.
Right.
It's just men have become and are becoming women.
Right. Right.
And so we have no men anymore. We just have women.
I hear what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
We just have women. Men and women didn't cry about any little thing or cry victim and I'm molested and all that crap.
Right.
It's just a woman's recreation of the world. Liberal female feminist woman, I guess. But it has destroyed the world.
In your guess, how long ago do you think this started?
About 60 years ago. That's when the change started. I know for the downfall of the black community, it started with the Civil Rights Movement. The worst thing that has happened to black people is the Civil Rights Movement.
Interesting.
It's amazing to see it. I personally know men from 55 and down who get angry. You can't have a real discussion with them, a disagreement about them, and they'll fall apart, and they hold on to it.
Right. Personal.
They hold. Uh-huh. You could be talking about business or work or making a correction in their lives, and they'll get mad. It is the darndest thing I ever seen, and I started experiencing that 28 years ago.
It's insane because I don't see anything, ever seen anything different.
That's terrible that you grew up only seeing weak men.
And then you think, but then society has put it off on defending yourself. Opposed to you just taking it personal is you defending yourself. It's justified.
And have you noticed that most men stay home now and become just weak men and never leave?
Yeah,
the longer they stay, the longer they have to stay.
I definitely see that.
That is so abnormal to me. It would feel embarrassed to be a man and 18 years old and can't go out and work and deal with challenges. When I left home at 18, I was trained anyway. I knew I had to leave. And it was fine. It wasn't an abnormal thing. It was a normal progression in life,
right.
Progress in life. And so I moved from Alabama to Indiana, but I wanted to move back to California. I was 18 years old. I wanted to come to California. I didn't like Indiana. So I went up to California right after high school. I mean, I went up to Indiana, and I said to myself, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to work 2 weeks to make one paycheck. And I'm going to California at 18 now. and not afraid of anything. I wasn't worried about anything. I wasn't afraid. And so I got a job at Inland Steel Mill. Because of that day, they had steel mills everywhere in Indiana and Chicago. And so I got a job. I made one paycheck. And that very next day, I left and moved to California. It cost $50 to fly here at the time, one way. Because I didn't buy a two-way ticket. I bought a one-way ticket. And I just haven't looked back since. And believe me, I went through a lot.
So your parents?
I went through pure hell because I came from a plantation to a big city that I had no idea what was happening in a city.
Wow. So your grandparents basically raised you to be prepared for that day.
To work and take care of myself. They said, as long as you can work, pay your rent, put food on your table, have a little change in your pocket, you'll be fine.
Wow.
Men used to always have money in their pocket. And even just to fool the women, you have a little change in your pocket. To fool the girl, I let you got money, you shake your pocket.
So one last question. So when you, growing up, even though you did extra, you know, activities on the side, maybe, I don't know, football, baseball, whatever, you still worked.
I didn't do no extra activity on the side.
Oh.
I mean.
But people who
I
did,
ran track. Like,
right.
Men who let their kids do all this extra sports stuff now are women.
But say.
They're doing it because the women have made them become soccer moms.
Right.
Rather than working, they have their kids doing all this access
extra
sports stuff.
But was men, there
boys
who,
and girls, not just boys.
Was there people
I
growing up?
I made us work because work is to get you through life, not a stupid sport.
Did you work and do that? Because there were sports that was still around, so
yeah,
did people work?
I ran
and,
track.
Oh, okay.
And so I still worked.
I didn't run track
and then play soccer.
Right.
And all that stuff. I ran track and then went to work.
Right.
If I had a track meet, I would go to the track meet, and then I would go to work.
Right.
But it seemed normal.
Right.
I wasn't angry about having to go to work because I've known nothing else but
right,
work.
Right.
Amazing stuff, though. It's so messed up now. It's amazing. Men are absolutely inside out, have become women. They're just like their mothers.
Crazy.
How in the world can a man stay home until he's 20?
Oh,
or 19?
It passed that.
I know, it way past that nowadays. And how do you have children when you don't train them up in the right way to go? The right way to go is wait until you get married for sex. Don't have children out of wedlock. Get married first. And if you did, it was an embarrassment. You knew that the cow was going to suffer, and you knew that your family wasn't going to like it.
Right.
And then you work, but because you're going to leave home at 18, you're out of here. And then the girls, they had to, they prepared them as well. But for the most part, they would get married. Their husband, once they left their fathers and mothers, they became, you know, they had their husbands and they started their own families.
But how did the women, how are the women prepared growing up from what you remember?
To cook, sew, and iron and make quilts and all that good stuff.
Mm.
How they knew how to make a happy home work.
Right.
By making it comfortable.
I see.
And they still went to school and stuff.
Right.
But it was secondary to the family.
So the men bought the homes, but the women tended to the homes.
Right.
Okay.
Because the women are the vice president.
Right.
I met Isaac in person yesterday and his family, his father and mother. And Isaac is, I think he's 18 or 19, right?
22.
And it was amazing to meet him. He's a man like the olden days. He's secure.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid. He's hustling. He mm-hmm. has overcome anger. He's like into it. It was like a joy to meet that.
Yeah, you can tell, too. It's apparent when you see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He won out of an Indiegogo campaign where you go and be on the Fallen State for 15 minutes, the Walk of Fame thing. The Hall of Fame, or whatever we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a joy to meet him, his father and mother. And he's like taking it to the next level, even with his father and mother. They showing him, but he's like more insightful, not to put them down, but he's more
right.
insightful than what they are because they allowed him to grow up.
Right.
And they admit they're wrong.
Right.
And so they're all growing now.
Right.
It's amazing. But we need real men, or the world is over because these liberal women are messing up everything. Their ideas are all wrong, socialist ideas. Look what happened to the black community. The black community is a socialist community all over the country. You see how weak the men are?
Yeah.
And see how the women are controlling and they love government?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll spit out a baby. Their husband ain't got to have no husband. They'll spit that baby out in a minute and put it on welfare. Free medicine, free health care, free pain pills. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And so that's what happens when you break that family up, and that started with the Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement helped to break up the black family, and they've just been an enemy of black people ever since. Amazing stuff, huh?
It's crazy how backwards it is comparing to hearing how it was then to all I know now. It's just it's insane.
How does it feel to be waking up and seeing the real reality that men are supposed to be men, women are women, men are responsible, men have the challenges, they don't cave and get angry and pout and all that stuff?
It's nice to know that there's that way, there's that direction, because the other way clearly ain't working.
It's not going to work. That's what I'm trying. Doing it wrong is not going to work.
Right.
When I did things wrong in my life, and there was a time when I did things wrong, I suffered for it.
Right.
If you do wrong, you're going to suffer for it. You do right, no suffering.
Right.
Because you're planting good seeds. So you're going to get good fruits coming back. Everything going to be fine. And then God said you can tell by the fruits of the, you can tell a person by, how can you tell them, James? You know a man by his fruits.
Yeah.
So when men were good men, and fruits is just not work, is your attitude.
Right.
It's your actions. Your actions, the way you had a life, the way you treat people. It's not just work, but it shows that you have faith and you are that.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know if this is a real name on two. I don't know why, James. Is this a joke name? Thugor? Thugor out of Louisiana. Thugor, welcome to the show. Get it off your chest.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
All is well. You call yourself Thug?
That's my nickname.
Why do you call you Thug? Are you a Thug?
No.
Don't let them call you Thug, man.
No, don't let them call me. It's just my nickname. It just doesn't mean anything. It's just four words. Thug is in my name.
Oh, okay. Because when you go out into the world, people going to think, especially, are you black?
Yes, sir.
They're going to think you're a thug, like Kaepernick, and they won't hire you.
Kaepernick is not a thug.
No, yes, he is. He's a Luther.
No, he's not.
Uh-huh. Where is he now?
Getting paid by Nike.
Thank you.
He's still getting paid. He's still getting paid, though.
But he ain't got no job.
But he's still getting paid.
A man without a job is no good. Hold on for me, Thugo.
Okay.
So we are having church on Sunday morning, this Sunday morning. It starts at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. And what we do from 10:30 to 11, they have a little coffee, a little snacks kind of things, and people kind of gather together and talk and get to meet each other or whatever. And then the church starts at 11 a.m. Sometimes we're late because we're black. And black people just will not get it right, no matter what. But we're trying. I'm trying to teach them to. Am I trying to teach the black engineers and everybody to start on time, Joe?
Right.
And it rarely does it happen, right?
It rarely happens.
Rarely does the computer and everything all set up and ready, right?
Right.
Amazing. And it's just in the black welfare socialist mentality, I think. But anyway, churches that if you don't live in L.A. and can't come in, because everybody is invited. It's for men, women, all men, women, and children, all right? It starts at 11 a.m. If you're not in the L.A. surrounding areas or area, you can watch it live on by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. It starts at 11, but sometime it starts a little about a few minutes later, but we'll be there. We might not get there on time, but we'll get there. Anyway, don't forget to donate to my nonprofit and to the church by going to rebuildingtheman.com or call it 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, all right? Absolutely appreciate it. Thugor, a first-time caller out of Louisiana. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Actually, it's Thugor. That's why I go by Thug, because it got the T-H-U-G up in there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, now you understand now?
It's clear now. Thugor. Yeah.
Yes, sir. But, yes, I was calling to ask, you said most black folks hate God Did you say that?
Yes.
What do you mean by most black people hate God?
That they don't believe in God, and you can see it in their lifestyle. You can see it in the anger. You can see it how weak the black men are. You can see it in abortion. There are 77% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills are located in the black community. They won't do anything about that. The average black man get angry and act like a woman. You see black men now riding in the woman's seat in the car rather than driving, and they are proud to do it. They have no problem with it. Black men today are afraid to correct their women, to stand up to them, to their mothers, to their grandmothers, to their girlfriends, and they're relying on government. It just, and then they accept wrong as right. For example, we all know, without a doubt, that Colin Kaepernick is wrong for not standing for the national anthem, respecting the flag. Let me repeat this first. Let me just say this, and then I'll let you say. Not showing appreciation for the country, respecting the fans and showing appreciation for their support. By him kneeling, we know that that's wrong. But the average black person, men and women, because they hate God, they are pretend that Kaepernick is right. But if they were men and women of God the way they were prior to the civil rights movement, Kaepernick would not have done what he did and tried to get away with it. Go ahead.
Well, you went on about a whole bunch of stuff that means nothing. You still haven't told me why black folks hate God. What do they do to God?
I see. Yeah. You want to know why? Yeah. I showed you the proof that they do, but you want to know why. That's a good question. Because black women hate men, hate black men. And when you hate the black men, you hate God. And it's the women who are taking the children away from the fathers, and as a result, taking them away from God. Because when you hate your earthly father, you hate God. That's how it's happening.
So black folks that go to church hate God?
Yes.
So let me get this, Jesse. If we sit here and listen to what you say, we do everything what you say and listen to what you say, that'll get us in heaven?
Yes. If you drop your anger, I don't know if it's going to get you to heaven or not, but if you forgive your mothers and return to your fathers and start being what you say, having faith, and being sons of God and daughters of God, it would be amazing. And it wouldn't be because I'm doing it through you. It's because I'm pointing the right way. But black people don't like hearing the right, not all of them, because I get truckloads of black people around the world who love hearing the truth and returning. But most black people don't like hearing that they're wrong.
Yeah. And I've noticed that you call most black folks thugs. Example, you call Colin, what's his name? Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
A thug.
Do you think
Colin Kaepernick, what you finna say?
Do you think it's right? Do you, Thurgood Gore, think that is right what Kaepernick did? You think that's right?
Do I think it's right?
Yes.
I say it's right because he's an American and he has that freedom to do what he want to do.
So
when you in America, you always say it about this country, Jesse, that, you know, that America is a great country. You know, you're free. You can pretty much say and do what you want. You know, you can express yourself how you want to.
But you can't. You should represent right instead of wrong, though. And so you are a black man, right?
Yeah, but
how old are you? How old are you?
30.
So I want the folks to hear this. Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
I want the folks to hear that you're an example of what I'm saying. You call yourself a Christian, you are a black man, and you're saying what Kaepernick did was right. That's amazing. And in the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, black men would not say what he did was right. First of all, he wouldn't have done it before the civil rights movement, but they would not have said, yes, he's right. They would say, no, he's wrong. And he needs to be gotten rid of. Nowadays, men like you are accepting wrong as right, and you're calling yourself a Christian.
It's just kneeling at a flag. You're not going to go to hell for kneeling at a flag.
I didn't say you were going to hell.
But, But that doesn't mean that I'm not a Christian just because a person kneeled at the flag.
I didn't say you were going.
All you're doing is just put one knee on the ground and that's it. It doesn't mean anything. That's why I understand.
It does mean something. That's why because it's wrong to do that to your country and to your fans.
But have you realized how
come back to the phone.
Have you realized how the United States was made? The United States was made for a genocide of the indigenous people of this earth.
That's why you're doing wrong?
I ain't say I was doing wrong.
You are. You can support a man that's wrong.
You support Trump, and he's wrong.
What is he wrong about?
Trump is, you have all these people that's
and
working
does that,
the
if I not, am supporting, let's say I am supporting Trump, and he was wrong. He's not wrong, but let's say he is. Would that make it right for you to be wrong?
No, it does not.
So why are you using that as an example then?
Because you pointing out saying that I'm wrong, so I have to pine up to point out to say that you're wrong.
Why is that? Why can't you say?
Because you can't criticize me if you're wrong.
So because I'm criticizing you, you feel that you need to criticize me?
Say that again, sir.
Because I'm criticizing you for being wrong, you believe that you need to, and the way you respond to that is you criticize me?
Yeah, because if
is that the right thing to do?
Wrong,
is that the right
wrong,
way?
Wrong,
is that the right way to do it?
Tell another person that they're wrong. A wrong person can't. You a coon. At the end of the day, I know.
Here
you
we
are.
Go. See, the real beta male is coming out. And so, the way you do that, if you have been a Christian, and let's say that I say Thurgore, you are wrong for supporting this Kaepernick thing, boy, for disrespecting our country. Disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the fans, not showing appreciation to what God has done for him. You would either say, yes, Jesse, you're right about that, or no, Jesse, you're wrong about that. You want to attack me because I'm pointing out that you're wrong. See, you're not a Christian.
But you're wrong.
You are not a Christian.
I can bring up a lot of stuff that's wrong about you.
No,
but you want to criticize black people by having babies out of wedlock. And you had a child out of wedlock, and you want to criticize everybody.
How do you know? How do you know about that?
Because I watch your show, Jeff.
And who mentioned that on my show?
You mentioned it. Well,
thank you.
You mentioned it.
And did I say it was raw?
You never volunteered. You would never volunteer to bring it up.
That's a lie. That's not true. I bring it up. I've written about it in several of my books. I talk about the mistake of it. I would never do it again. And I've never done that again because it was raw.
I bring it up.
That's not true either. You wouldn't even know about it had I not brought it up. I said I was wrong. I never did it again. We were taught not to make babies out of wedlock. My worst nightmare when I was growing up was to make a baby when I first started dating. And so when I got out, graduated from high school, I made a baby and it was wrong. And I never did it again. So I did admit that. But you're not a Christian. You're a Christian in name, but you hate God.
I hate God.
Yeah.
Really, Jesse?
Yeah.
Really?
Because God said that if you love him, you will keep his commandments.
So so if I hate God, that means I'm an atheist. That's what you're trying to tell me?
You're a son of Satan.
Oh, my goodness, man. You talk some ridiculous
Because you believe in Satan, that's for sure.
What, you believe in Satan also, Jesse?
No, I don't. I believe about Satan, but I don't believe
because
in Satan.
You are one of the main reasons for dividing us. You never say that white people are black.
When you say I'm a coon, what is a coon?
A coon is a person, and you can be a white. They got white coons out there to blacks, too. You know what I mean?
What is a coon? What is a coon?
A coon is a person that talks down about their own race to another race.
What have I said about blacks that's not wrong? I mean, that's not true.
You say that blacks hate God.
They do.
No, they don't.
Where's the proof that blacks, most blacks, not all, but most black people love God? Where's the proof?
Well, black people are a lot of black folks. Not all, but most. Well, I wouldn't say most. I'd say more like 60% of them can be real spiritual people.
Are not spiritual people. They're negative spiritual people, but not really good spiritual people.
Why do they go to church to praise God and stuff?
Because their mama takes them to church. They're very emotional, like their mothers, and their mothers take them to church. because the mother is looking for somebody to help them, help her with those kids. But the preachers are weak. The black preachers are women, so they ain't getting no help. But that's why they go to church, not because the father take them, but because the mother take them.
Oh, well, let me ask you. Okay, you already talking.
Is that true or not? Is that true or not?
Yeah, it's true. Whatever. It's whatever.
Is it true or not?
I'm just going by what you say. If you say,
is it true or not?
No, it's not true. But listen,
black mothers don't take their children to church.
Say that again.
Black mothers don't take their children to church.
Oh yeah, they do take their children.
I rest my case.
But let me ask you this right here. You always saying these negative stuff about black people. Why you never talk about? And I'm not just saying about white people. I'm saying all races. But whenever you have all these white priests that's going around raping these little young boys and stuff, you never cover that.
I do.
No, you don't.
I have dealt with that. Do you need me? Would you feel better? Would you accept it when I talk about black people?
If I spoke about white people? You never talk about the Japanese.
Do you need me to talk about white people?
You never talk about the Arabs. You always just lean on the negativity of what black folks do.
What is an Arab? What's an Arab?
A person from Saudi Arabia.
Oh. Let me ask, do you need me to talk about white people and other people?
No, I'm just saying.
Why are you complaining then if you don't need me to do it? Do you need me to do it?
If you want to bring the races together, you need to criticize all races,
why?
Not just black folks.
Why?
You don't do that.
Why do I need to criticize all races?
Because the white man keep
No, no, no. Why do I need to?
White people cannot say because you already know. So you a black man.
What
so
would happen to white
cool
people?
Like you, they gonna put a cool like you. You know, to say stuff that white folks can't say.
What?
I watched all your videos. I go back and watch when you was on CNN. I was watching when you was on C-SPAN. I was watching when you was on Fox News. I was watching when you was on, I think you was on ABC or something like that. And the stuff that you say is very controversial that a white person can never say. So they have to pay a dumb field Negro like you, a house Negro like you, to say the stuff that they can't say.
Why? Nah. Let me ask you this. Why do you watch a coon so much then if I'm just a coon? Why are you watching so much?
Because I hear stuff, but I want to go and do my own research just to make sure. And whenever I do, you are coonish. Yeah.
What do I say that white people cannot say, and what would happen to the whites if they said it? First of all, what do I say that white people cannot say?
About black folks are being immoral, black people are no good, their children are no good, stuff like that. White people can't say that.
And so what would happen to white people if they spoke that?
If James would say something like that on national television, you know what I'm saying, and if he had a good job or something like that, he would immediately be gone.
No, I wouldn't fire James for saying that. James worked for me, but I wouldn't fire him. I wouldn't fire him.
But I respect James more than I respect you, though.
Because he's white, that's why.
Huh?
Because he's white, that's why.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
It is.
That, you know,
Do you watch the Hate Report?
I watched it a couple times, but James say stuff that does make, you know, some facts, but you does it to try and belittle people, you know?
And so,
do it to try to make people mad. You do it to try to, you know.
No, I don't.
To piss people off. Yes, you do, James.
No, I don't.
You say all kind of old messed up, jacked up things about black people that ain't right. But you know what?
But is it true?
I can't help myself but help myself but laugh, man.
Why?
Some stuff you say, I'm not going to lie, Jesse, you do have truth to it. But you need to be more consistent on it. Everything you say is false. Some stuff, when you talk about bringing the family together, that's the stuff that I like to hear from you. You know, that's good stuff, that black men, black women need good men and, you know, stuff like that. But when you start talking about most black people hate God,
they do.
Their children are like animals and stuff like
they
that,
are.
I can't agree with it. Nah.
Look how they're killing each other. Look how their children are killing each other and attacking white people. That's animal-like.
Yeah. Don't just say that black people are attacking white people.
They
are. All races are attacking all races.
But black people are out of control with it because they are allowed to do it.
How are they allowed to do it?
Because of me. Yeah, because they're black.
Okay, then why are so many black people in jail right now? Most of the population is locked up.
Because they're committing crime. They're committing crime.
So how are they allowed to do it if they're going to jail? I don't understand. You have to be more consistent with what you say. What do you mean by that?
But they're going to crime. They are committing these crimes for
are they
and going to jail for doing it to each other. You can find some in jail for doing it to white people, but most black on white crimes are not reported.
What about all these mass shootings?
I want to ask you. I want to ask you this. So what? You said if white people told the truth about the lack of morality and how messed up black people are, they would lose their jobs?
I'm not going to say that because you're trying to twist the words.
What did you say then? What did you say?
Repeat that to me because I don't want to say
why, what would happen to white people if they spoke the same truth as I do about black people?
First of all, there's no truth to that.
But if white people spoke it, what would happen to them?
Well, they would lose their platform.
Why?
They would lose everything. They would get fired because it's wrong. Because it's a lot. Now, if it's something that's right, like saying like.
So white people are not allowed to be wrong about blacks.
White people are allowed to be right about blacks.
Are they allowed to be wrong about black people?
Are they allowed to be wrong?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Because. You can't say nothing that's not true about somebody.
But if meaning that white people can't say things about black people if it's not true, right? That what you're saying?
Yes, if it's not true.
And so if white people said things about black people, what would happen to them?
Well, if it's right.
I mean, no, I'm sorry. If black people said things about white people that are not true, what would happen to the blacks?
Well, the same thing that happened to white folks. They would get criticized. They would probably lose their jobs.
You said probably. Would they lose their jobs or not?
And if it don't happen, it should happen.
But would black people lose their jobs if they said things about white people that are not true?
Yes, because I example two.
No, you said they would probably lose it.
It happened. Well, I'm going to say, I know for sure it does happen because 2 weeks ago, a black person called a white person a racial slur, and he got fired for it. So, and that's what he deserved because
was he working for other white people?
Say it again.
Was he working for other white people?
No, this was a black owned company.
He was working. The white man was working for a black company, according to you, and he said something that wasn't true about white people, and the black company fired him.
Yes.
And what did he say? What did he say?
He calls him a white, I guess you could say honky, a white honky MF.
I think you're making this. Word. For some reason, I believe you're making this up.
Oh, no, I'm not making this up.
Yes, you are.
See, that's what I'm saying. You think all black people are just liars?
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff like this.
Yeah.
No, it's not all.
When it comes to white people, they're liars.
No. That's some of you don't want to hear that because it don't fit with your narrative. But yes,
I ain't got no narrative. What's my narrative? What is a narrative?
This is a black-owned company.
What's the
narrative? White man works for
black. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Joel, you know who Joel is?
Joel?
My audio engineer.
I don't know who that is. Oh, yeah, I think
I'm
the black dude.
Yeah, that black dude.
That's the one you be saying that's slow.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk to nobody that's slow.
Well, you're talking to me, and I'm slow. I'm black and slow.
All right, Jesse, man. I like you, but I don't like you.
So, Joel, what is a narrative?
I think what it is the point, your point that you're trying to make.
If that's the definition of a narrative? There
you go. Kind of like, yeah.
Can you spell it?
Huh?
Can you spell it?
I'm not going to do that. Because
you can't.
Oh, I can spell it.
Spell
it. I'm not going to do it.
Spell it.
I'm not going to do it.
You can't.
I'm not using a big word that you can't even spell. I didn't call you for a spelling.
Because you can't spell that. Black people can't spell.
Hey, I like you, Jesse, like I say, man. Whenever I'm not mad at you, you can't make me laugh. I'm not going to lie to you, man. That's why it doesn't matter how much I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
It's really hard to stay mad at you. And I can't. I know I'm being real with you. It's hard to be mad at you, man.
I don't blame you. I can't be mad at you either.
For real.
Thank you. I got to run, but thank you. Will you call me again?
Yes, sir. I will.
All right. Thank you,
and
buddy.
No disrespect to you. I love you. You're my brother, too, you know. Well, and I hope we can talk again again.
Is your mother still living?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. My mother is still living, but she's in the nursing home right now because she had two strokes.
Oh, when she's better or even before she's buried, go and forgive her for what she did to you.
She didn't do anything to me.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She turned you away from your father toward her, and now you identify with her.
No.
That's why you think the way you think.
No, because my mother always tells me to be with my father.
But she still turned.
My father got divorced when I got grown.
But you still.
And she said one thing: always make sure that you keep your father in your life. She encouraged me, even when I don't want to do it. She encouraged me. She calls me and be like,
"But she
hey, have you talked to your
on
dad?
One hand, you she know? Encouraged you to do it, but on another hand, she caused you to identify with her. That's why you have her mindset."
I don't get that, Jess.
We'll talk about it some more, but call me again, all right?
All right, then. Thank you, Jess.
All right, Thurgore. All right, thank you, buddy. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and comment on the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show. Don't forget to subscribe. All right, let me go. I got some news items coming up, too, but it's Open Line Friday. I want to go to Mateos. I got it right. Mateos, I think, from Florida. Mateos.
Hey, hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
All is well. I wish you well this year.
You too, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
I had a question about when preachers, like, they go off and they, like, prophesy all these things about you. I was forced to go to church when I was younger. I really never wanted to because at a young age, I always knew there was something off, you know?
Yes.
Because they would talk about, oh, God is so peaceful, he's so wonderful. And then I would see these people crying and screaming, praying like wild banshees, you know?
Yes.
I always thought that was really weird. And I always felt off about it, you know? There's something missing. And as I grew up, I got less interested with what they were talking about.
Yes.
And right around 16, 17-ish, the preachers on four random occasions would stop what they're doing, look at me, and then go in and they would, I see visions of you holding a Bible and you're talking and you're spreading the word and everything. And back then, I thought, there's no way that I'm going to be talking about the stuff you're talking because, like, you're crying all the time, you know? Like, you don't sound like you're like, in one piece, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I never really believed it.
Yes.
But as I listened to your show and what you're talking about, that made more, like, the things that you talk about made way more sense. Like, an hour of your program superseded all of my life's teaching because it was always about faith. And, you're going to be prosperous one day, and you're going to be all that. But everyone in the church lived in their own mind. They lived in their own oblivion, you know?
Yes. And so what's your question for me?
What happened is, as I learned more of your stuff, I kind of want to talk about it more, you know?
Yes.
And in New Year's, I went to church for New Year's, and they had this moment where everybody gave a testimony of something great that happened to them in 2018, you know, some miracle. And it came to my turn, but I declined it because I wanted to tell them about waking up, but I was worried about doing it out of ego, you know?
Well, okay. I understand.
And so I was wondering, because of, like, all these people saying, oh, hey, I envision you preaching and talking to people, being prosperous. And I wanted to tell them about waking up, but I was worried that I was going to come from a place of ego. So I didn't know, like, where the line is between good attention and ego.
That's a really good question, buddy. Number one, the opportunity came for you to do it. When they asked you to get up and say whatever you had to say about last year, whatever, how God bless you, that was your opportunity. But Satan lied to you and told you it was ego. And so you believe that thought, and that's what held you back. It wasn't an opportunity that you created, but it came from on its own, right? It just naturally happened. So
yeah,
it was. But you listen to your thoughts, which are not your thoughts because you're not your own thoughts. And then you believed it. That's why you didn't do it. But that was a perfect opportunity to say what God will have you to tell them about waking up. That wasn't ego. You believed in a lie. Satan's like, no, don't do it. It's ego. You just want to repeat Jesse, or you're just being egotistical. And you believe that, and then you didn't do it, not recognizing that it was an opportunity that was came to you. You didn't create it.
And the reason I did, I didn't do it is because earlier in the year, maybe September time, there was a youth, like a youth service or something.
Yeah.
And I actually asked to, I said, hey, can I, could I maybe preach one day or like talk one day? And then I realized maybe that I shouldn't, because I actually asked for the opportunity. I wasn't presented it.
Right.
And then this time, when I actually just had an opportunity just to walk up, reflecting on the time that I did ask, I was kind of thinking, is this ego or is this like actual good intention? And right. then I didn't take the opportunity on New Year's.
Do you see the difference now? One is that you asked for, and the other one presented itself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How old are you, Mateus? Mateos?
I'm 20. Deus.
You're 20.
Yes, sir.
Are you being forced to go to that church?
Not really.
Well, why do you go?
I play guitar there for the worship.
So you're making money from playing a guitar?
No.
So why do you go to the church? You're wasting your time.
I don't know.
You're a grown man now.
I've known these people for 8, 9, 10 years.
And?
Yeah, that's what I think too. You know, like, and like, what am I doing?
You play for free, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But just because you know them, I've known my family all my life, but I left home at 18.
Yeah.
You're letting Satan make up excuses for you.
Yeah. You're right about that.
But did you move out? I remember you now. Didn't you try to move out from your...
Yeah, I called from my mom and the pastor's wife, the demons in my room.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I told... Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, man. Yeah.
Did you... and I'm sorry, you say you're 19 now or 20?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay. Did you move out from your mother's house?
Unfortunately, I couldn't.
Beta...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hate it every second being here, I won't lie.
Why don't you get a job and move away?
Well, I have a job right now, and the reason I didn't was because the money that I had saved, I had to spend it. I couldn't hold on to it.
Uh-huh.
And then my job actually offered me some more hours, and they offered me like, hey, because you achieved your AA, you can get some bonuses. And so now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to save my money again so that I can actually move out.
I'm telling you, buddy, you need... So you have your associate degree?
Yeah, my AA.
From college. What did you major in?
I started off in biology so that I can become a doctor. But then I realized how corrupt the education system is, you know, by adding unnecessary classes, the ridiculous college tuition that gets... inflated by the Federal Reserve, you know, the subsidized loans, which makes tuition incredibly expensive.
Yes.
And then I realized wasting all this time learning things that I'll never have to use just to get into medical school is a waste of time.
Yes.
So instead of, you know, going insane and learning all these things, why don't I just become an RN? Then I can become something else as an RN. I can specialize rather than wasting all this time trying to get to medical school.